SpongeBob leaving the town. One morning, Gary woke up SpongeBob by crawling on him, and his slime filled his mouth. Fortunately, Gary didn't let him sleep, because it was 7:25 a.m., and he was to be at the work at 7:40. SpongeBob panicked a little bit, but he made it. He came 3 minutes later to work, but who would care? He ran to the kitchen immediately and started to prepare Krabby Burgers. He placed 6 orders in 10 minutes. He went to bring the order number 7 to his friend Patrick. Patrick swallowed the hamburger in one bite. "Did you like it?" SpongeBob asked. "What would we eat if you weren't there?" answered Patrick. Squidward heard their short conversation by chance and decided to make an anonymous account on Facebook to send him mean messages in order to get him out of the town. So he started to send messages. "Dear Ugly Sponge, today I ate a Krabby Burger and it was terrible. There should be a robot in a kitchen or a dummy which would be quiet and not smelly unlike you." SpongeBob received a message. He entered the kitchen and when he read it, he burst into tears and ran home with the speed of the lightning. Squidward laughed secretly and Patrick was just observing. SpongeBob packed his suitcase, called a taxi, and left the town. He kept on traveling when he finally got off in a town called Ocean Mountain. He had to get used to new environment, new inhabitants, but it wasn't the same as in Bikini Bottom. Nobody was preparing Krabby Burgers. All the inhabitants had to eat from the chum bucket in which small plankton prepared the chum. The inhabitants felt sick just when looking at it. Mr. Krabs and other SpongeBob's friends were thinking where he could go. Squidward enjoyed the life. SpongeBob was away and the town was quiet. SpongeBob tried to find a job in pizzeria, but he wasn't accepted. He started to weep right during the first order because he received another message from an anonymous person. "It's great you left that lame place called the town. Now it's much more quiet than when you were there." Sandy Cheeks said that she would be able to find SpongeBob with her mobile. They found out he was in Ocean Mountain, the neighboring town. So they set off for not a long journey. When they reached the place, they found a sad SpongeBob. "What's wrong?" his friends asked. He showed them a message and they knew immediately it was Squidward. They returned to the town with the SpongeBob. They stopped the car in front of the Squidward's house and called the police. After their arrival, the police arrested Squidward for cyberbullying and took his mobile away from him until appeal. SpongeBob is now more experienced and he knows that it doesn't have to be true when someone writes to him.